caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy because you're now on the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only Mark Unger.
You want answers?
That's why they send questions into the show. They want answers, of course.
Because you're the answer man.
Of course, of course. Joining me as always is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Well, who'd you expect, numbnuts?
And of course, the incomparable Ross Alan Skorzewski.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Leave it up to me, it just might.
That's right.
Engineering as always in the background, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the show, Timothy Ray. And this is the show that deals with all of your relational conundrums, marital challenges, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. This is how the program runs. You get to stay completely and totally anonymous. We have no idea who you are. In return, we get to be brutally honest right back to you. So that's the way the show works. If we like your thinking, we'll celebrate it. If we don't like your thinking, we will castigate it, but we don't know who you are. So that's kind of the fun of this thing. It's a chance to throw out an idea and see if it sticks with us. I am a relationship speaker. I'm also a Christian pastor, so a lot of what you hear comes from a Christian worldview. You do not, however, have to be a Christian to participate or enjoy the program. Mrs. Brierley.
Interesting article today. This was several places in the news, so somebody out there may have seen this, but the headline says, "Thinner Wife, Happier Marriage."
Ooh.
Researchers find marriages tend to be more satisfying for both spouses when the wife is thinner than the husband.
That was an ooh, not a moo, by the way. Just want to make sure that we clarify that.
That's funny.
Now, wait a minute. It's not saying the wife has to be thin.
Thin, just thinner than the him.
So the answer here is not for women to be skinny, it's for men to be fatter.
I'm 350, but my wife is 3 bills, so we're good.
You're good, as long as she's thinner than you. It says, "Ladies, are you nervously watching your weight to stay attractive for your husband or boyfriend? Well, put down those salad forks. It turns out you don't have to starve yourself unless he's doing so too."
So it is about him just being fatter.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly it.
Man, so what you got to do, girls, is fatten the boy up.
Yeah, just make him fatter and it's all relative and you're good.
Wow.
It's all relative in your hood.
And you're good.
Oh, and you're good.
I thought you said in your
it's
hood.
All relative.
It's all relative.
She's
and you're good. Well,
here.
It is good in the hood.
And it'll be good in your hood. A study just published in the Journal of Social, Psychological, and Personality Science finds a correlation between
weight. I read
weight.
That all the time.
I know. It sits on your coffee table.
Yes, I'm very big into that.
Uh-huh. They found a correlation between weight as measured by the body mass index and marital satisfaction. But the key variable is
you really know you're
the
fat.
Dreaded BMI.
You know you're really fat when they come to the mass index.
The mass.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When they come to me, bring out the mass index.
It's not your weight, it's your mass.
We got a real porker here. We
got a dip mark in the pool to see how much water he displaces.
I mean, that's just sad. That's just sad.
There's no
care.
Scale that
I don't care
him.
Who you are. I'm not that fat. I'm not that fat.
That seems to be a reoccurring chorus.
I know, you guys think I'm fat. I'm not that fat.
I don't think you're fat.
It's like I'm
that
fat.
Email.
I'm not that fat.
She's tall from side to side.
That's it.
That's right. I'm just horizontally challenged.
That's right. They say that
if I was 6'5", I wouldn't be fat at all.
That's right. You just need to be 6'5".
I know.
It's a great perspective to have.
Mm-hmm.
At 5'3".
Your glass is half full. half full.
5'3".
Mm-hmm. How tall are you, by the way? 5'7"?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
or 5'6" and something, and you just round up.
I'm probably shrinking, but I'm
sure he
I was
is.
5'7" at one time in my life. Yes.
I'm taller than you.
Well, you're like an Amazon.
I'm 5'7½, although I probably have lost that.
You're not 5'7½.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they used to mark me as like 5'8 or 5'9 on the sports programs just because my legs were so long and I could pass off as being taller than that.
I'm 5'8¾, but I always run up to 5'9.
Mm-hmm. But if I put heels on, I tower over my boss. I can look down upon him.
I'm sure that makes you feel great.
Does. You have no idea.
All right.
Okay. They go on to say, it seems a couple is more likely to experience marital bliss when the wife is at least somewhat thinner than her husband. A research team at the University of Tennessee followed 165 newlywed couples for 4 years. The couples, most in their mid to late 20s, filled out questionnaires every 6 months to measure their level of marital satisfaction. The trends over time were clear. Husbands were more satisfied at the time of marriage and remained more satisfied over time to the extent that their wives had lower BMIs than their own.
I'm happy with a BMW.
Yeah.
I was until my wife wrecked mine.
Oh my gosh.
It's not an issue though, I promise.
My son wrecked mine.
They also said that wives who had lower BMIs than their husbands remained more satisfied over time too. So even the wives were happier when they were smaller than their husbands.
All right.
Whereas wives who had higher BMIs than their husbands demonstrated steeper declines in their satisfaction. So even, I mean, the husbands were happier, but the wives were happier when they were smaller too. Smaller than the man.
Who the heck takes marital satisfaction surveys?
Well, people in the study, they probably were paid to do it.
Mm-hmm. Idiots.
I'll guarantee you, in my house,
the Bass Mighty
Index right now is not something that brings a smile, you know, after having a child.
No. You're making it very dangerous in your house, Ross, because you're on this cleanse and this diet and you're trying to
lose
weight.
Dude, you're supposed to be fattening up.
And you need to
you're
be
messing with
fatter
her self-esteem.
Than her.
Speedo by summer.
No.
It's my motto. Now I'm almost there.
We should have a website. SpeedoBySummer.com.
Oh my gosh. They say that this held true even after researchers controlled for several factors that could askew the results, including income, education, and levels of depression. What's more, they were independent of the partner's actual weight. Extra pounds did not prove to be a problem so long as the hubby was slightly more chubby.
Nice.
Chubby hubby.
As long as the hubby was
chubby. We need
chubby
hubbies.
Mm-hmm. What if the man's just more motivated and the woman doesn't really care? So he should not care either?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So you care more? Is that what you're trying to tell us, Ross?
Not at all. She
you
cares.
Care more.
If my wife could, she'd be in the gym like 6 days out of the week mm-hmm. for 2 hours at a crack.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to let us know because your scenario apparently is opposite of this study.
I didn't just have a child, though.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is very true. Several studies indicate that partner thinness is more important to men than to women, possibly because BMI is more strongly correlated with women's physical attractiveness than it is with men. See, you guys are lucky. You can have high BMIs and we still think you're attractive.
I don't think that's necessarily true across the board.
What do you mean?
You think that a man can be just grotesquely fat and a woman just not care?
No, I'm saying men can carry a little bit extra weight and still be attractive as opposed to a woman
who... What are you looking at me for? I'm not that fat!
I'm not that bad.
But what if you're 276 and your wife is 225, and so what? You bump up to 300. That's not. That's
I don't think
okay.
that anybody's intentionally going to go out and gain weight, Ross, just to make their wife a little bit happier. Quite frankly, I don't think that that's the point of it. Their bottom line is, you'll like this one. It says, in other words, size matters.
See.
Always.
But
always comes back to that.
But everything is relative. So, I don't know.
I'm not that fat.
He just likes saying that. I'm not that fat.
I'm not that
you used to celebrate the human burrito, but now you're just all about...
I'm not that fat!
You're not that fat. You're fat. You're just not that...
I'm not that fat!
Just not that fat.
Does your wife ever
you're
say that
you're
fat?
You're hurting my self-esteem.
Does she ever comment on your weight?
No, she's glad I'm fatter than her.
That's right. As long as he's fatter than
study.
Her, all is well.
Yes, you just gotta get your husband's fatter than you, girls.
Who
that's all that matters.
Says to their wife, and I know they say it because
it's happened.
We've gotten the emails.
Yes.
I know to attest to it, but who says... you're too fat for me. You're not attractive because...
I don't want her.
Because...
You can have her. She's too fat for me.
I didn't mean to
say... She's too fat for me.
I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me.
Hey! Everybody
poke up! Doggone fat for me.
Yeah, I don't want her. You can have her.
She's too fat for me. Rose too fat. Too fat.
She's too fat for me.
Can she dance up a hill?
Can she dance up a hill?
No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille?
Obviously not.
No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself, she's a group. Can she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no.
This is a terrible song. It's, what's amazing is in Wisconsin they'll play the song.
And it's not offensive.
And they'll have people dancing all around the room, even the really large women.
Even the big girls.
Even the big girls
dancing.
Are dancing going, yeah, all right.
You're not listening to the words, quite evidently.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you have some beers in your hay and it don't matter, huh?
Yeah,
you know?
A few beers, hay, and you'll dance
Got her
to
hay.
Anything.
It's right there.
Okay.
Wow. So I don't know. You know, at least they weren't beating up. You don't have to be thin.
You don't.
We're big believers in chubby sex around here.
Chubby sex.
We like chubby sex. Chubby sex is good for you.
Although we have gotten emails where people complain that it's hard to do because they're so chubby.
Well, that's them.
The
that's,
mechanics.
Well,
of it.
Then, yeah.
That's not chubby.
Then you're getting really, really big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not really in the category of chubby at that point.
Let's face it, man. You get to a certain age and...
It all goes to pot.
You just start getting large.
Yep.
Well, I'm just of the mindset that I can, you know,
Ross
at least stunt that from happening.
I could stun it.
You just choose not to.
I just don't want to stop eating.
It's too much work. Seriously.
It is not.
You just reach a, honestly, Ross, you reach a point that it's just too much work. It's not worth the energy expenditure and the output. It's just not. I mean, I've reached that point in my life.
Well, then I never, ever want to hear you complain about your looks again.
I'll complain about the middle-aged spread. You can count on that. I'm just not really going to be that motivated to go to aerobics
I try to say a little fat on purpose. Because otherwise, I'm afraid I'd turn into...
Sex machine!
Who knows?
Wait a minute. Shake your arm.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Use your palm.
All right.
Stay on the scene.
Yeah,
That's why I do it.
That's it.
And there's some look at Ross. Sumo wrestlers up on the screen up here. That's me and Ross wrestling.
Wow. Sumo wrestling is not a sight that humanity should ever have
the television
to embrace.
Oh my goodness, we got the Discovery Channel or something on, and they got pictures of.
That kid's not very fat. That one.
He needs to fatten up.
Some of them need.
We do need to go video stream so people can at least laugh with what we're seeing.
That's just. There's something wrong with that. Ooh, that guy had moobs.
Fat, sweaty. Moobs! Fat, sweaty men groping each other.
He's got moobs!
It's not good for me.
Anyway.
It's not good for me. Okay.
What a weird sport. You got two really fat guys in a circle trying to just push the other guy out of the circle.
Yep.
Well, and they're half-dressed. To me, that's the weirdest part about it. I mean, they're not even half-dressed. They have a little loincloth on.
It's the man-string instead of the G-string. Is that thing from the backside?
Seriously, why can't they have... Wow. Do you know, like a sweatsuit on or something? What's the thing?
See, look at that.
What is that?
Dudes be flossing.
What is that?
And the butt floss going on over there.
The man string. Why do they have to wrestle in that?
I don't
That's
know.
Disgusting.
The whole thing's disgusting to me. There's a tie.
Disgusting.
All right.
Oh my God.
Well, we'll do a commercial break so we can sit here and stare at men. Oh, that's just nasty. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Laugh Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
Maybe if we think and wish and hope and pray, it might come true. Single thing we couldn't do.
Oh, we could be married. Oh, we could be married. And then we'd be happy. And then we'd be happy.
Oh, who's this?
Be nice?
It's the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
It's all about marriage.
That's right.
You can never play another Beach Boys song on this show, and I will be really happy. I don't like the Beach Boys.
Oh, they're good.
I don't like them. You know,
it seems you're just a bitter woman.
Bitter, bitter.
She's bitter, bitter.
I'm not bitter.
Bitter party of one.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bitter party of one. Your table is ready. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, where we are talking about things concerning marriage. We just did a study on why women who have fatter husbands are happier. See, that's why it should be the title. It says thinner wife.
Yep.
Right away.
It should be women fatter.
It's just fatter husband. That's really the study. It's not thinner. She's always on the girl, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even when this whole story is about guys being fatter, the headline has to say thinner wife.
Yes.
You don't understand the pressure we live under, you
Apparently
guys.
Apparently not. It should be chubby hubbies.
It should be.
Chubby hubbies make happier marriages.
Yes.
Not thinner wives.
That's exactly what it should have said.
All those men out there. More food.
No wonder Mrs. Gunger is so happy. That's all I can say.
Hey!
Wow.
I'm not that fat.
I'm not that fat.
Okay. First email. Hey, yesterday we were talking about finances and how people's marriages don't end because of financial distress.
We didn't say they don't end.
No, but we don't hear of it is what majority. We say. Yeah, even though the studies say that that's the number one reason. We personally don't hear of that. Mm-hmm. But then here is a money question.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, for a typical household setting, when a man is married and the wife is a housewife, what is the right way to handle money matters?
Say that again.
She's a stay-at-home mom and he, you know, they're married. She's a stay-at-home mom. Okay. What's the right way to handle money matters? She asks, my husband gives me $400 for groceries and he pays for all the bills. I was raised when my dad used to give my mom the paycheck and she took care of everything. Mm-hmm. I always point that out to my husband, but he does not let me into his financial matters. Mm-hmm. I work part-time and that minimum pay I get is for my personal use. I feel if I lose my job, that will lead us to divorce if he continues with this setup. Am I wrong to demand that I should take care of all the expenses while he just worries about being the provider? So I asked her a few other questions, and it comes out that he controls all the money. She only gets this grocery money, and he gives her nothing else. She wants to be in charge of paying the bills and just have him turn the paycheck over. They've been married for 15 years.
15 years, and now you're figuring this out?
Well, she said, I asked her. She said they never discussed money. I asked, did you discuss this before you got married, finance? She said, no, they did not. She had a good job, and this whole money thing wasn't an issue. But with having kids, her job has changed. She's only part-time, so she's making considerably less now.
Okay.
So now it has become an issue.
The problem is that she has less spending money.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gives her just the grocery money. She has her personal spending money, but she wants to pay all.
Yeah. She should have more spending money.
Yeah, he pays the bills, and she wants to be the one in charge of the bills.
Nah, I don't think she's really being honest. I mean, what she wants is more spending money.
Possibly.
Who cares who pays the bills? What difference
would it make? Apparently, she does because of her upbringing.
I mean, if you got
demand,
well, that's what she said.
If you got a $300 bill that has to be paid, who cares if you write the check or somebody else writes it?
As long as they get paid, it wouldn't really matter to me.
So it can't possibly be about who's paying the bills.
Maybe it is because
it's about who has spending money. She had a job where she had more money. Apparently, he allowed her to keep whatever she earned, and so they kept their money separate, which I always think couples who do this are a little goofy unless it's very clear lines why you're doing it. I mean, we do it. Mm-hmm. But I pay for it, you know, I mean, that's our money.
That's
it's
your
not
money.
My money. It's
well,
our money.
It seems like he's considering
and then she has
this,
her separate money, and I just said, just whatever you want with it. It was just fine with me.
Well,
okay?
That's what it seems like they're doing, because if he's paying all of the bills, she just doesn't know where things are going, maybe.
No.
She's saying. I'm just telling you what
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
But why?
Well, first of all, the reason I'm saying it's probably something else is it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Who in heaven's name cares who pays the bills?
Who
but doesn't some of this
out?
Stuff that people writing on doesn't make sense in the first place? So it really could just be that whack.
Well, no. That,
that whack.
No. I mean, most people write in, their things don't make sense. That's why we're constantly prodding, trying to figure out what their thinking is.
Something deeper.
There's something else going on. Everybody puts everything in the best possible light. Look, if a bill must be paid, if it's a $300 bill, nothing changes if you pay it or I pay it.
That's right.
It can't possibly.
As long as it gets paid.
It can't possibly. It makes no sense.
And if it didn't matter
before, she's not being
honest
with herself. If it's just about who pays the bills, because that bill must be paid.
Yeah, and if it wasn't an issue before, apparently it's an issue now.
It is an issue now because now she's not working, and she doesn't have as much money of her money, and all she gets from him is the $400. She has no discretionary spending; it is allotted to her. $400 for groceries, and that's it. She now has no discretionary spending. I think you'd probably be more successful if you just talk to your husband and say, look, I want some discretionary spending.
Well, she says she does work part-time and she gets to keep the little bit that she makes, but it's not enough,
that's the problem.
Apparently.
She's
not enough.
So I think that's where you guys need to have that discussion. Yes. Say, Bob, look, I get the groceries, you know, but it's hard for me. I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. I can't go anywhere.
I pay groceries and I don't
have
enough for
anything
other things.
Else. Mm-hmm. My life sucks, you know, this way. Now, if you guys literally don't have any more money, that's one thing. But my guess is I don't think if you have this argument about who pays the bills, my dear, you're going to sound silly to him.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to argue about something that's just plain stupid.
Well, and if it didn't matter for the first 15 years or so.
I'm telling you, it's not about who pays the bills. It's about if she wants to pay the bills so that she then has access to discretionary spending beyond
the bills.
So that's what's going to potentially lead to the divorce, is her not having
what
she wants.
Well, she was worried that if she lost this part-time job, that
they would
end up
with
a divorce.
Oh, she did?
She said, I feel if I lose my job. So if she loses a part-time job, she said, that will lead us to divorce. So he continues with the setup.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
You were watching the sumo wrestlers.
I was watching sumo wrestlers. No, they're off the screen now.
Yeah, see, she's worried that
I'm looking at big slices of beef.
Barbecue. Oh, man. It's pork.
Oh, pork barbecue. What do you mean, yuck? That looks great.
Well, not, I just.
That's how I maintain this physique.
I'm sure.
This doesn't just happen, you know.
I know. You have to work very hard.
I have to work at this.
I know. I've gone to lunch with you many days. I know how hard you work.
She's fired.
I'm an at-will employee.
She's an
at-will. I got
to hire someone who says I'm skinny. Your job, do the show, and tell me I'm skinny.
I can never get fired, so you're fat.
There you go. Ross will be my mouthpiece.
I'm kidding. You're skinny.
Anyway, thank you. She's really wrong in thinking. Why would she think divorce? Why would that even?
I think Mark
she's
is
very
right.
Angry.
She's upset.
All right, so in this case, that's why I'm saying you need to sit down and talk. Your problem isn't. Because if you don't talk about what the problem is, you will end up in divorce.
Yeah.
Okay, your problem is
and
not
the
who
real
pays the bills.
The
that's
real
not
problem.
What it is. The real problem is discretionary money. You have nothing to live. You can't enjoy life. Whatever her problem. Maybe she's got a spending problem. Then you can address that.
Yeah.
But don't make it about something that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people get into trouble. The reality is, if he pays the bills, let him pay the bills. What do you care? If you're not, say, listen, I get the $400, but I'd like another $200.
Mm-hmm.
A week.
To buy and do it.
Just so I can buy stuff and get some coffee. And if I see something nice, I want to get it and have that conversation.
Possible. If that's not possible, then she needs to just kind of chill.
Well, yeah.
It depends on what their budget is and what their financial situation is.
My guess is it's possible.
Yeah.
Sure.
You
can always make the adjustments.
You tend to have one person who's tighter than a... Okay. And then someone else. I was going to say something a little crude, but I was going to pass on that. So, can't imagine me. I actually filtered myself for once.
Wow.
There's an amazing thing.
Write down this date, Ross, because it might be the only time
Mark
it happens.
Filtered himself on
history
one phrase he was about to say.
Made.
So, some people are just tight. They don't like to spend money at all, and they're just, they squeak, okay?
Yeah.
Then other people spend money like drunken monkeys.
And usually there's one of each in a marriage. Generally
in our
speaking.
Marriage, We're a little unusual in that sense. Neither one of us is really crazy, but I do spend more than she does. Mm-hmm. She's much more frugal than I am. But I'm not crazy about it. She's not crazy about it either way. I mean, so it's not. But usually there's that extreme that's going on. My guess is he probably could give her more money. See, I'd have that talk with him. And does he want to ruin his marriage? Yeah. I'll tell you one thing to a guy who really loves money.
He's willing to throw divorce. His marriage.
Yep. No, I'm just saying.
Right.
He'll lose everything.
Yeah. But they don't get that a lot of times. They think they want to hang on to their money. See, they want it. And then they do. They think that they have to have their money.
Remember what I said?
They're willing to divorce, stupidly not understanding that, dude, you're going to lose your money.
All she wants is a little more, but he's worried about other things, you know, storing up for the future. And she's, this
So if you were to ask the guy, look, I know you're concerned about money. How do you win if this ends in divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody does.
But I mean, what's their answer to something like that?
I bet you wouldn't even have an answer.
Well, do they
I'm just saying, you risk losing everything in a divorce, or I can give her an extra 100, 200 bucks a week.
Right.
That's an easy call to me.
But it's a real easy call to me, so I don't know. So, you know, it sounds like you guys probably need a little counseling, wouldn't hurt. But I don't think, who cares who pays the bills?
I could care less.
I'm telling you guys, it's not about who pays the bills.
Right.
It's who has the money after the bills are paid.
This is true.
The discretionary spending.
But 15 years, I bet you this has popped up more than once before, and I wonder if he just doesn't out of spite.
Well, it may not have because she had a job.
She had a different job. She had a well-paying job, and then when they had kids, she...
That's the point. She had discretionary spending. And here's the other side, dear. I mean, you're going to ruin... The question can come right back at her. You're going to ruin everything?
Yeah. It can go either way.
Because of a couple of $100 a week?
Or him
I mean,
the
how
question.
Dumb are you? Look, she had kids, okay? Mm-hmm. At some point, those kids grow up. So you can't make a whole lot of money for the next 5-10 years. So what? Then you can go back out and start earning money again. Then you have just, so you're going to ruin everything over that? I mean, at some point, something has to give. I mean, somebody has to be an adult and not be so stupid to ruin your marriage and ruin... Because if you guys get a divorce, neither one of you can have any money.
No, it's going to be bad news financially
for
both of you.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She says... Oh, if I can't take this, I'm going to end a divorce.
Right.
Hello, are you insane?
Darling, you're going to be way worse off financially if you divorce.
Listen to me. The one way you could virtually guarantee you will end up in poverty, get a divorce. Divorce is the single greatest contributor to poverty in America today. Divorce. It takes wealth and it rips it to pieces. It takes people who are building financial wealth and it destroys it.
Yep.
You could almost put the haves and the have-nots in the category of the marrieds and the divorced.
Yep.
And you make the lawyers rich in the
process. Overwhelmingly, the poorest people, the people listening to me right now who are struggling the most financially, divorced. I guarantee you. So for you to say, I need to have more money. If I don't get it, I'm going to get divorced, is crazy talk. And for him to even allow that because he doesn't want to give you some extra money, he's an idiot. You're both being very foolish at this point. But the one thing they got to do is start talking about the truth of the matter. She needs discretionary money. She feels like she's not getting it. All right, be back right after this.
Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
Which one of us is right? If we always fight, or can we just love decide?
Love decide.
By the week of May.
Who's this?
God, I just listened to
it's a boy band, hey?
Nope.
Nope.
Love is the master plan. Because this all comes down to what we give our girls. It's Prince.
Oh, I was going to say, that's Prince, man.
There's no boy band. Prince.
I've never listened to Prince.
I love it.
He looks too weird to me. You're listening to the Mark Unger Show.
That's talking funny. About Mark Unger talking marriage. About people being too weird for
him. Yeah, right?
Yeah, when I say you're weird, you're just that's
really
troublesome.
Weird.
He's a phenomenal musician.
What kind of mattress is best for sex?
The ultimate answer. They actually did a study and tried out mattresses.
Can't be the Select Comfort, sorry. That's for sure, because your number is higher than mine and we never can agree. I want to have sex on my side of the bed. It's softer. No, I want it on my side. It's harder.
It was an interesting little study or survey that I came across. I thought it was hilarious. It says, getting a mattress is no small undertaking. First, they're really expensive. Second, if you sleep next to someone every night, you may disagree on the firm versus soft. Sleep is a serious business, and no one wants a mattress that could potentially mess with their ability to catch their beauty sleep. And then, of course, there is the whole issue of sex. Just what kind of mattress makes for the best sex? Without the resources or the time to check out a million different mattresses. Actually, they said no. It's hard to know for sure which mattresses are the best for the mambo.
The horizontal mambo.
Luckily,
we got to do the mambo.
Someone else did the research for us.
Mambo number 5.
Okay, go ahead and play. Hit play. Go ahead. I won't I continue. Yes, you were.
I was not. You don't.
Well, then I just talk over the music.
You think you know me.
And you don't know me. Ever all this time. And all of a sudden, you still don't really understand me.
I understand you better than you understand yourself sometimes.
I'm
afraid.
I try to be understood. And nobody understands me. And I can't take it. How anyone would think that I would be so predictable as a push a song about mambos is just insulting.
Because he missed the scenery, the native dances, and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong, 'cause now it's
Mambo Italiano.
Hey, Mambo,
Mambo Italiano.
Hey,
go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a
hey, Mambo.
Okay, now we got Mambo music.
You got it all out of your system now?
Right.
Okay.
Still
insulted. You thought I would go to this?
Yeah. The folks.
I went to it anyway.
The folks at Sleep Like the Dead created a little survey. And
Sleep Like the Dead.
Yeah, that's the name of the place.
I'll pass.
Sleep Like the Dead created a little survey and evaluated which kind of mattress was best for sex. You may be wondering just how many types of mattresses actually exist out there. It turns out there are more than you think. In the survey, they evaluated air mattresses, memory foam mattresses, water mattresses, latex mattresses, and inner spring mattresses.
The great thing with having sex on a memory mattress, memory foam, is then you can just duplicate it over and over again because it remembers it.
But I have a problem. I have the commercial, they said that you can put a glass of wine on there and you can jump around and it's not going to move. Well, how do you use the bed for your...
Listen to the rest of
there's
the
no motion.
Survey.
The man is concerned about this.
I am very concerned.
Do you have a memory foam mattress,
dropping
Ross?
I'm just figuring if it's memory, it remembers stuff.
Yeah. All right, now listen. They based the criteria on whether they were good for active sex, loud sex, whether they were bouncy
loud
or
sex?
Durable.
See, bouncy.
What
bouncy
the
or
loud
durable.
Sex?
Like the bed itself. No. Yes, but the bed makes noise.
Oh,
the bed
okay.
makes noise. If they were
people were screaming.
No. If they were comfortable and allowed for position changes, whether they were supportive, whole bed suitable, meaning you could use the entire surface of the bed for sex as opposed to just the middle or the sides, and which allowed...
Because you're all over the place, apparently.
Apparently. And this last
what
one
kind of sex
is
these people
crazy.
Have?
They tested to see which bed allowed for the fastest climax.
Oh, good
How
Lord.
That has
Are
anything
you
to do... That's what it says. I'm only reading what it says. Each mattress was evaluated in each area, but since most of us are parents and just want to know the end result, if you're a parent, the two most important things are likely to be the ability to be fast and the ability to be discreet.
Quiet fast sex.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this picture?
For parents, the bedroom does become the main place to have sex, and it seems the only mattresses parents should be considering are the memory foam and the latex.
See?
Latex.
There you go, memory
foam.
Because
it's quiet. Because
yes. Remember
it's
great sex.
Yes. Both, yeah, you'll remember when you had great sex. Both are good for discretion, which matters. Kids pick up pretty quickly on the bouncing sound if they're in their parents' room. Both are also fair to good and allowing for a quick climax. Clearly, this matters if both mom and dad.
Who measures that? Wait a minute, try it again. I got to measure that.
I have a baffle-free waterbed, so I'm fine.
They say it matters because mom and dad both need to do their business quickly to get off, you know, to pick up the kids and do things like that. So there you have it. Go forth and have good sex, it says.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Tempur-Pedic ought to like this study.
Mm-hmm. Tempur-Pedic is a memory foam.
Yes, it is.
Kind of, right?
It's the one where you can drop the bowling
ball. That's
what
we have. We have that.
The memory foam you
They're comfortable,
then you have
they
the
just
best
do
time.
Not.
That's because we keep remembering how to have sex.
You need
At
to.
My age, man, it starts becoming very important. If you can do the horizontal mambo.
Hello, kissadija. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo.
Hey, mambo! All right, there you go.
Here they have a definition of what they meant by allows for faster climax. The bed provides traction, which allows for more efficiency. This can result in faster and easier climax.
I thought that's what the boots were for.
I'm only reading what it says, folks.
Traction. Hey, babe, I like this bed. It's got some traction
to it. It's got some traction.
So where did the waterbed rate?
Let's see. Waterbed was pretty fair to poor on some things, good on other things.
Now Ross is depressed.
Here, I have the whole little printout if you want to look
at it,
Ross.
Nope, I'll pass. There you are. Don't need it.
How they rated everything. There you are. Just in case you wanted to know.
Now see, let's say that you are perfectly happy with your sex life. Okay?
Let's say.
And then you heard this story on this program. Now you're bummed out.
Because you think, I don't have the right kind of bed. I'm not having the, I don't have a memory foam.
I don't remember. That's why I can't remember how to have sex.
Yeah. You can't remember.
Listen, until the memory foam, I had to keep pulling out a manual. I was like, I don't understand. How do you do this? I keep forgetting how you do this. But now with the memory foam, we keep remembering, and it makes things much easier.
Yes, the imprint that is left. Yes.
Apparently. I don't know. I tried the memory foam when we went to get our new mattress. I didn't like it.
I mean, do you like it? Do you like the memory foam?
Yeah, I do.
Noticeably different.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you lay on it and you kind of just keep moving until you hit the bottom and you stop?
It caresses
not quite
your
that
body.
Bad, no.
Well, see, that's what it felt like to me. I didn't like that.
Oh, what kind of, which one were you on?
I don't know. It was some sort of a memory foam something.
If you went all the way to the bottom of the mattress.
No.
You're not fat and you're putting on, girl.
I didn't say you go to the bottom, but it just felt like it was moving underneath me.
That one was going to break the memory foam.
I didn't like the way it felt like it was moving underneath me.
No, it doesn't move.
Maybe I was laying on something different.
It just
Maybe
accepts
it wasn't
your
what
body
you have.
And just kind of gives it a little hug.
It's good.
Is that what you have, Ross?
No, I wish.
Phone?
Well, I was aching and paining all night long, constantly tossing.
They didn't tell you that's
older
because
you're
old.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it. I'm sure it's because you're getting older.
So also, this has helped that?
Oh, yeah, because
really?
I sleep all night long and I don't toss nearly as much. I was always waking up tossing.
And you
turning.
Used to have like an inner spring mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it help your snoring?
No, I can still snore fine.
See, we have a
That's what my wife wants. It's something that alleviates the snoring.
That's what I need.
Actually, if you can stay on your side, I guess it eliminates snoring.
Yeah.
It's when you lay on your back.
My wife punches me in the middle of the night.
It's called
literally.
Suffocation. That
she
eliminates
hits me
it.
So hard. And I've told her, be careful because I dream violently.
Arsenic eliminates snoring.
Yeah, it does. I have a few cures for snoring.
I know, but
in fact,
do not
I'm getting
hit.
Close to trying them out.
A gun to the head will fix it.
Do not right. hit the man because you know what? If he's dreaming a violent dream where he's fighting some mobster and he turns over and cracks you thinking.
And you've been punched.
This is not a good thing.
Yeah. Last night, the night before, he's snoring. I reach over in the dark, and I don't know what I'm hitting, just to tap him, and I bang him in the top of the head. He keeps snoring. I reach again. I hit his nose. I'm a little lower, so I hit him in the nose and in the mouth. He keeps snoring. Finally, I find his shoulder, and I'm just shaking. I'm like, you're snoring. It's like I sock you in the face, and you still
accidentally. I think it gets worse with age.
Oh my gosh.
What they say is that your age, because things start to relax and apparently, a lot more than what they used to when you were young.
I know I snore too, but I wake myself up snoring. Honestly, I do. We have a latex mattress and I like it. It's real nice.
What is a latex?
Well, latex mattress? Is. Well, like, and you don't like memory foam?
But it didn't keep moving like the memory foam.
Oh, you're weird with the moving.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's bed bugs. You got bed bugs. You got creepy things crawling up and down your arms.
It was the version of memory foam. It just keeps moving.
I can't get my
bed keeps moving.
I know.
That's the critters there.
No.
You got too many critters in your bed, and you think your bed's moving.
All right. Enough of the memory foam. Okay, next email says, my husband has a Catholic background. His family is very religious and would make a big deal if my husband decides to change his faith. Fortunately, we live far away from them and don't get to see them often. Now, since we got married 2.5 years ago, my husband has been coming to a Protestant church with me. I've seen he has grown spiritually, but he hasn't made a decision to follow Christ at 100%. Mm-hmm. He has expressed to me that his heart is in conflict. He doesn't want to dishonor his parents. Mm-hmm. He isn't sure of what to do, and I feel that he's putting a barrier for Christ to work in him. We don't have any kids yet, and honestly, I'm worried when they do come that they'll be confused by me teaching them something and their dad teaching them something different. Is there something I can do or say to him? The thing I've said is you need to pray and ask God what he wants, and you need to obey what he puts in your heart. Is that wise advice? What is the right way to pray for him? Thank you for reading, and I hope you can give me examples of practical things I can do.
Yeah, the Bible says you win your husband without words. So if you can take your lip, the top of the lip, and you put it over the bottom of the lip, and you take a sewing needle and you sew through the top lip, through the bottom lip, and keep repeating to where your mouth is closed. That's my best advice for you.
How about a stapler? Will that work?
Stapler is actually faster.
Bam!
Super glue.
Super glue is the fastest.
If he was there, he would just
take
understand.
Super glue on your top lip and your bottom lip, put them together, and now you have the perfect picture of how you're supposed to affect your husband.
Take her lip gloss and fill it with super glue.
That's terrible, Ron.
Listen, I know women want, you know, how can I make my husband more spiritual? How can I make my husband this man? How can I make it? Just hush.
Yeah.
All right? You can pray for him and then make it God's problem, huh?
Yeah.
If you experience God in a fabulous way, the Bible says that the best thing you can do to make a strong impression on the man in your life is to do it without words. Mm-hmm. The life that you treat him with great respect, make love to him. Every time you go to church, come home and rock his world
on the
to where he's going.
Mattress.
I need a memory. That memory phone keeps remembering everything we've been doing. Hallelujah. You do the horizontal mambo when you come home, man. He'll want to go to church every Sunday morning.
That's right.
Come on, honey, get up. We got to go to church so he can come home and worship Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's like that story you share about, was it Gary Smalley when he took his wife to the opera?
That's John Gray.
John Gray, my bad. Wrong one, you know? Didn't want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, she made love to him, and boy, he couldn't wait to get to the opera. He was looking for season tickets for the opera, man.
So explain to me, because maybe I'm just a little slow and backwards here. Okay, let's face it. I am slow and backwards. Why would she be worried about her teaching the kid something different than he would?
Well, because she's talking about the different struggle between Protestantism and Catholicism.
So would you really be in a battle like that? I mean, would you battle with your spouse over what
sure you
to?
Could, yeah.
You really?
Yeah. If you both feel strongly one way or the other, it doesn't have to even be Catholicism and Protestantism. It can be Baptist versus Pentecostal. It could be anything.
Really, that seems odd to me that you would fight over that.
Oh, yeah,
seems very odd to me.
Not thinking about fighting over something that seems crazy. But,
see, you almost wanted to say I was normal, but then you decided that I'm not, so you couldn't use that word.
I don't think, but she can't say she's normal.
He was struggling for words because normal.
I couldn't remember
words
because I'm not sitting on memory foam. If I'm sitting on memory foam, I could remember more what to say.
We should have got memory foam chairs.
That's it.
Oh, absolutely. There you are.
No one I can't remember what's going on.
Memory foam donuts for the backside.
That's what you need.
It'll keep moving.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a big deal. And she says, what do we do if I want this and I want that? I'll tell you, usually, ladies, the single greatest influencer on the moral and religious decisions of any child is almost, always, overwhelmingly, the study show, is the father.
Uh-huh. Pops.
So if you're concerned about that and you don't want your kids to be Catholic, I don't know, you probably shouldn't have married a Catholic guy.
Yeah, she knows he was raised Catholic.
Sounds
that's
like
the
she doesn't
strong
trust
family
his
tradition.
Spiritual leadership.
Yeah, and this isn't a slam Catholic. I mean, obviously, it's an unfair question because I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Protestant. So anybody who becomes a Protestant, I'm going to go, yay! You know, so, but that's not what this show is about anyway. So, but whatever you decide, you guys do need to get on the same point. same page. But listen, you just need to pray for him. Don't be blabbing your lips.
That'll drive him away.
Explain it and, well, you need it. You need to pray more of this. And all you women who do this, you ought to be beat with a stick.
No, not really.
Yes, no, they should.
Really beat with a stick.
Yeah, really beat with a stick. We
really?
We have like a stick beating ministry.
Caning.
We have caning. Yes, across the butt.
I'm butt sure caning. You mean this.
Yes, we could have a special ministry. Butt caners.
Sometimes I don't even know what to say. I just
I know, I'm just trying to think. Why not the back of the calves or the back of the...
No, in Singapore, they give it to you right
across the cheeks.
Right across the cheeks.
Is it a bare cheek? Or is it just...
Well, I don't know. I don't want to see their butts.
But how humiliating. Sure. To be taken out in front of your peers.
I think just bending over and getting anybody swacked, that was going to be humiliating.
Right. Whether you have drawers up or drawers down.
If you're naked doing it, that's got to really be bad. Like in Singapore, they cane people.
Yeah.
We should cane all the women... who constantly ragging on their husband. You need to do this. And why don't you do that? Blah, blah, blah. And the Bible says, and I prayed for you. And you need to be more spiritual. Stop it.
I think stopping it would be sufficient.
This
I don't think
gonna
we really need to cane
you more than it's
going to
hurt me.
Well, oh my gosh. My parents used to say that to
actually,
me when they spanked
me. It's
going to
hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
That's what they said to me.
I was saying it the right way. This is really going to hurt you more than it's going
to
hurt me.
All right. We don't have to cane, but I think it would be helpful.
Well, it's not helping him.
Get the point across. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Women might still have a hard time
takes
keeping it.
Takes and keeps on taking it.
Look it up in the Bible. See, some people listen to me. They don't know what I'm talking about. It's in
Without
the Bible.
Words. Okay, what verse is
I'm
that?
Look it
can
up
you
right
find
now.
It?
See, so you can find it first.
I'm pushing the wrong button.
First Peter 3:1.
Oh, Ross wins.
Wives in the same way. Just kidding. Maybe I'm wrong.
What does it say?
Hold on.
1 Peter 3:1. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe
the
word...
If they do not believe in the word, what should you do?
They may be won over...
Without words.
By
shush
the behavior of their wives.
Shut your face. Think of the face and you shut in the face.
By the behavior, not the words.
And then no more talking and you just shut in the face.
Shut in the face.
Because we don't want to hear the words because the words are no good.
That's right.
Well, she did say, what can I do? So there, honey, that's
nothing.
What you can do.
You gotta shut in the face. Just like they do when they do the Italiano.
Mambo Italiano. Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano. You mixed up a Siciliano.
If you really want to make a difference, think of your face and shine it down. Hey, Mambo. All right, enough of that.
You put a lot of words in that.
She was grooving over here. Do you see her?
Who, Diane?
Yeah. Ross never pays attention to me.
I don't
to
pay
me.
Attention.
He ignores
she had the groove
me.
Happening, man. She's in that Mambo Italiano thing happening.
Me. Hey, I'm going to try out for Dancing with the Stars.
Are you?
Sure.
Cool.
I don't know. Ross is...
That went, I'm like...
That hurts my feelings. You both sit here looking like that would be impossible, and I could never do that.
Those types of things are bad for radio.
You
dead air,
stunned.
Not good.
The stunned. They're both with these huge eyes staring at me like I'm an idiot, like, oh, my God, that would never happen.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with the final section right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete 3 Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Nobody knows it, but you happen to be listening to The Mark Gunger Show by accident.
That's right. Don't go breaking my heart, baby.
Don't break my heart. Show that we talk about marriage, relationships, and have my TV on today and showing pictures of cooking whole hogs.
Whole hogs. This is
whole
a
hog barbecue.
Split hog.
Split hog.
It's yeah, because
really
it's split
gross.
Down the middle so they can split hog.
Really gross.
You got two men smacking the backside of a hog on the...
All I can say is that without...
We're doing the show today with the Discovery Channel on at the same time, watching all kinds of weird things.
Without
anyway.
Pigs roasting on an
open travel
fire.
Channel.
Travel Channel,
that's
yes.
All watching, Travel Channel.
Man versus food.
I have a hard enough time keeping y'all's attention without hogs roasting on a fire.
Dear, you are so gorgeous.
I'm so much better looking than a hog.
You can't help but keep our attention.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing such a stellar job of it, let me tell you. Okay.
That's not good for her self-esteem.
No, it's not.
We're staying at the
hog. You're trashing me all over the place.
We're ignoring
today.
Her. And I'm looking at the hog.
I'm listening to you, but just not watching you.
As I slink out of the room today with my self-esteem.
We are proving so many
through
theories
the floor.
Right.
Yeesh.
All right, what you got?
Okay, very interesting email, shall we say. Okay, he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
She's 49.
Mm-hmm.
It's a second marriage for both of them.
Okay.
He was married briefly 3 years when he was 21. She was married at 18, and that lasted for 14 years. Okay?
Okay.
This is him writing, I left my marriage of 8 years 4 weeks ago after my wife abused me yet again, both physically and verbally. I cannot understand why she does this. We both go to a good church and even had you as a guest preacher, and she used your messages to beat me down on the way home.
Well, that's always good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I was able to minister to y'all.
Yeah.
Lap your way to a happier divorce.
Yes.
Beat your husband up with Mark's message.
Yes. So she physically beats him?
Apparently. I asked him.
Really?
I'll get to that. Yeah. We also have been to our pastors and Christian counseling and all have been to no avail. In fact, the last counselor told me he believed there was no hope as my wife doesn't want to change. He says...
Don't you love these counselors?
Yeah. No hope.
No hope.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
All right,
thanks,
thank you.
People. Take
That'll
your
be
$150.
Money now.
Yeah.
No hope.
So they've been married for 8 years. He says this all started the day after they were married when she accused him of chasing a bimbo down the beach.
Bimbos!
And apparently this continued for 2 weeks.
Was he chasing
after
a bimbo down the
beach? He said she made a massive leap here because what they were doing is playing a game of touch rugby apparently on the beach, and there was a bunch of other people.
Uh-huh.
And during the middle of this game... must have been chasing...
Word of advice.
A woman.
On your honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
Don't play rugby with women in bikinis.
Probably
it
not.
It could be misinterpreted.
Well, apparently yes. It was. But
I thought I had the football in my hand. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
He thinks that things like this are what's giving her the license to do this.
I got the ball.
She's so mad.
Whoops, that's not a football.
That's not a pig skin.
Again, I would not be happy if my husband was playing... grabby rugby with some chick on the beach.
Well,
on my
bikinis.
Honeymoon.
Yeah, seriously.
I didn't ask.
So that's on
that.
You, dude.
Okay.
That's in the dumb... Wait a minute. He needs a go button just for that. Where's the go button? I can't find the go button. Where is my go button? There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
So, beach, played rugby, on honeymoon, with other booby girls,
no,
you get the go button.
Okay. So I asked him, what does he really mean by abuse? He said, by abuse, I mean very bad language, put downs of me, my friends, and the family. He said the latest problem, and then she does actually hit him with stuff. He gets to that later. The latest problem that led to this blow up that he moved out is my wife went away for 10 days, and the 72-year-old neighbor woman knew that he was home alone and invited him over for dinner.
Apparently
her husband's in the hospital. You know, just like your old people neighbors or whatever,
so
I guess.
So he goes over to see an old lady, and the wife gets mad.
Yeah, well, yeah, she got very mad, and she actually accused him of having sex with the 72-year-old woman.
Oh, man. Is she like a super babe, 72-year-old?
I don't know.
Or some 72-year-olds that are like, hello.
I know. So anyway, after she got mad about this and accused him of having sex with her.
Wait a minute. If she is like a really good-looking 72-year-old, then you get another go button.
Because he shouldn't have had.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that.
So we don't know.
Is that a saber tooth then? Because if it gets older and older, instead of a cougar,
yeah,
you go from Puma.
It's a saber tooth. Yeah, right.
But I mean, if she's a little old lady and your wife, then there's something wrong with your wife.
Yes.
If she's like this really hot 72-year-old lady, then you know, don't be going over with other ladies. Don't be playing rugby with girls in bikinis on your honeymoon.
Don't be going over to hot 72-year-old women.
And don't go to hot any year old lady's house.
She'd want to make me cookies.
I really like your cookies, man. All right.
He says the abuse is both verbal and hitting and kicking and using items to hit me with.
Oh.
I would not call it beating because I just walk away. I'm sure that if I just sat there like a real man and took it, it would turn into a beating.
Why is that being a real man taking it? I run.
That's what he said. I would run too.
She did it in the study with a candlestick.
She'll kill you, man. You got to run.
Actually, she did come after him with a 2-foot-long brass candle holder.
No way.
Yes,
it was like Clue in their house.
Apparently.
All right.
I asked him if he'd ever called the police. He said, no, I have not called the police as my wife is 5 foot and I am 6'3".
Take
it.
David and Goliath.
Yes. Our pastors told me to first get on my knees and to keep courting her and keep saying I'm sorry.
I would love to get eye level?
Yeah. Apparently. I would love for my marriage to be saved. My family has said not to
get
go back
to her. Get on your knees
and
look her straight in the eye.
We're
picking on short people here.
His family is advising him not to go back to her, that she's crazy. Her family says they don't know why she does what she does, but she's even yelled at her mother and accused her mother of sleeping with the husband.
Oh, my God!
I think that the lady may have some issues.
Some insecurities?
She thinks so he's having sex with her mother.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, well.
So not only 72-year-old ladies.
Where's the psycho music?
The mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You need the psycho music here.
So I think she's a little off the edge, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't tell
any of this before you married her?
I'm guessing.
He said he noticed this the day after.
Well, it started the day after they were married, so.
Were they playing this down and she walked down the aisle? That should have been your first clue.
He did say, made a comment that said, you are right about dating being the art of deception. So apparently this was not obvious.
Don't divorce the girl, okay? You've already been down this path. If you need to separate until you guys work this out, then do that. Clearly, this is way too layered for us to help you on this show. You need help, and obviously he's been trying to get help.
Yes.
But don't divorce. Just do the separation thing. Well, what if it takes months? If it takes years, so what? You know, you got no business running out trying to find somebody else to marry. You married this girl, stay in there, do whatever you got to do. Hopefully, she'll be able to get the help she needs. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.